motion out of the backfield, and this one goes nowhere fast, maybe to the 20-yard line for a yard. Out of that bound of that pile is Derek Brown, brought down by Shade Persinowski.
Yeah, the Bearcats in that typical wing T offense they like to run. Derek Brown will be to the far left. Nathan Keller will take the middle. Roman Welton will be the right backer in this wing T offense. So when they run it to the right and he gives it to the last option, that's going to be Derek Brown, and that's a name you are going to hear early and often in this game. He is their most electric running back.
10.5 play in the first, still no score. Wright rolling back to pass, throws down to the end zone, and this one's intercepted by Mason Erla, and Cass City in the end zone for a touchback. The first turnover of the night comes at the 10-14 mark in the first quarter, and Ubley throws an interception, and Cass City's offense is on the field.
Well, Mason Erla makes up for the mistake earlier on this drive, getting beat. This time, he gets to the spot and picks it off. I love the play call by the Bearcats. I do not like the decision made by the quarterback, Jeffrey Wright. He throws into double coverage. And keep in mind, Mason Erla, 6'6". He has all the height advantage and the leaping ability to go up and get that ball. It's exactly what he does, and gives Cass City now a drive starting at their own 20-yard line.
First and 10 from their own 20-yard line, right to left across your radio. It's a handoff through the middle, and he gets tripped up. That is number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, with the carry. Tripped up to the original line of scrimmage. We have a flag flying from every direction. And this is going to be a hold against Cass City. So we've had not even 2 minutes run off the clock, and we've had two flags, a false start against Ubley, and now a hold against Cass City. So this is going to mark 10 yards off from the spot of the foul, which is right at the 20-yard line. So they're now back at their own 10-yard line. First and 20 for Cass City.
Well, I didn't expect penalties to be a factor in this game, and I don't anticipate it continuing to be a habit of each of these teams, but off to their a little shaky start. It is the playoffs here. We'll get a few of the butterflies out of the way, and we'll get this game going in full action here really quick.
T formation for Cass City in their away white uniforms. Mason Earl is under center, and it's a handoff to the right gap, and he's out for the running. And on the bottom of that pile is the Cass City running back number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, with his second carry of the night. It is brings up a very close to the original line of scrimmage. That is a 10-yard gain for Sawyer Cuthrell, brought down by Daniel Rakowski.
Yeah, a good gain on first down to get that penalty yardage back. Second and 10, very manageable for this Cass City offense. Keep in mind, Mason Earl, the quarterback, has a rocket of an arm. He can throw it at any time, and Cass City's not afraid to dial it up. In the meantime, they're in the wing T offense. Looks like Sawyer Cuthrell on the outside.
T formation, and just inside the right hash. And a little bit of misdirection. It's a hand, another handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell. And the officials are saying that forward progress has him stopped at the original line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line for no gain. Brings up now third down, 10 yards to go, maybe 11 according to the spot. Number 30, Anthony Sweeney, with the tackle for the Bearcats. 8:55 left in the first, no score.
Keep in mind, Anthony Sweeney, 5'9", 180-pound sophomore for this Bearcat team, a name you will hear early and often on offense and defense. He is their number one pass receiving option and a very important defender on this team, makes a lot of tackles.
Cass City facing their first third down of the night. This drive set up with an ugly interception in the end zone. Mason Erla keeps it for himself around the left side. He has a lead blocker, and here comes Ubley sweeping across on the near sideline, brought down by number 22, Jonathan Brandle. And that's going to be a gain of maybe 2 yards. He's out to the 23-yard line, a gain of 3 when all said and done. Sets up a fourth down, 7 to go.
Yeah, and there's where the one weakness is in Mason Earl's game, and it's not necessarily a weakness. He's just not as fast as some of the quarterbacks we've seen in recent weeks. He's more of your prototypical, tall, strong quarterback that likes to throw the football and hand it off. When they throw a run to him, it's going to have to be a total sell where the defense doesn't expect it.
And Mason Earl is also your punter, which he punts this one all the way down to the 44-yard line and brought in by Jeffrey Wright. And he's stopped at the 45-yard line for a 1-yard return, brought down by number 85. He's listed as the tight end, Parker Hare. He's a senior on this Cass City squad.
Yeah, he is their best special teamer as well. Gets down the field quickly for a big, tall tight end. They like him at wide receiver. He even carries it a couple times a game. Parker Hare, a guy that does a lot of different things for the Cass City team as well.
So with 7:44 left in the first quarter, we've had one possession for each team and no score. Ubley now at their 46-yard line, left to right across their radio. First and 10, no damage done from that last turnover. Wing T to the right. Right is under center. And it's a pitch out to number 20, Brown. He's out for the running. He's at the midfield, and he gets stopped hard by Mason Erla, but not until after a 4-yard gain on first down. Second down, 6 to go.
At that time, the offensive line of the Bearcats does a good job of sealing off the end. Parker Hare, your defender for Cass City, gets blocked. He bought to the inside run fake, gives himself up, leaving the outside for Derek Brown to turn the corner, and does so. Mason Erla, though, plays back there at safety, comes up and makes the open field tackle for a 4-yard gain for the Bearcats.
7:05 left in the first quarter, and we have a flag, and it's going to be offsides, encroaching the neutral zone against Cass City. This will be a 5-yard penalty. And instead of a 2nd and 6, it will be a 2nd and 1, marching into Cass City territory at the Cass City 45.
Yeah, a player that stepped up his game a lot the last 3 weeks. One of the reasons why this Cass City team has taken it to the next level, number 25, Shade Perzanowski, a last name you heard over the last few seasons. He's on that defensive line, has been making an impact the last few games. That time gets a little bit ahead of the snap count, commits the 5-yard penalty.
Clock continues again, 6:48 left in the first. Wing T to the right, right is under center. And it's a handoff to the left to number 5, Nathan Keller. He gets close to the first down marker. Looks like he's stopped short by half a yard by number 3, Nick Perry, the sophomore, moved up this year. And it's now a 3rd down. They're going to say a loss of a yard or no gain. 3rd down, 1 yard to go.
Yeah, it looks like they're giving him no gain. It's going to be 1 full yard to the first down marker. Expect the Bearcats to continue to run the football again. They don't like punting. This is 4-down territory for them, so I expect them to pound the middle of the field 2 different times here if they don't get it here on 3rd down.
Wing T to the right. Right hands it off, and they have the 1st down. Derek Brown out for the running. He's at the 35 and finally brought down at the 33. Mason Erla with the tackle, and a big gain on 3rd down converts for the Bearcats and moves the chains.
Yeah, Mason Erla with 4 tackles already for Cass City and an interception. So keep in mind, that's not good when your quarterback playing deep safety is leading your team in tackles already in the first quarter. Props to the Ubley Bearcat offense. They're clearly getting into the backfield of the Cass City defense and making him make tackles in the open field, because if Mason Erla doesn't make that tackle, they score a touchdown.
1st and 10 for the Bearcats at the Cass City 33-yard line. 12-yard gain in the last play. Right out to pass, and it hits the fingertips of a streaking Nathan Keller down the near sideline of the 20-yard line. Falls incomplete. And now 2nd down, 10 yards to go, 5:37 in the first.
Love the aggressive play calling the Bearcats. That play action pass is there for them all season long. It's been there so far today. That throw got a little carried away by Jeffrey Wright. Keep in mind, his intended receiver, Nathan Keller, stands just 5'5", 145 pounds. So you really have to put that ball on the number, and he overthrew him just a little bit. But keep in mind, no Cass City defender within 10 yards of him in any direction.
Wing T to the right, and on the wing there is Roman Welton. Handoff right through the middle. Gets out for maybe 2 yards. Out of the bottom of that pile, tackling Parker Hare and Derek Brown on the carry.
That incompletion now a good thing for the Cass City defense. Now 3rd down and probably about 8 yards coming up. Derek Brown gets a 2-yard gain on that last play. Cass City now has Bearcats right where they want them. It is 4-down territory, but the Bearcats now could go to play action, could run the football. Cass City still on their heels a little bit, not sure what's coming next, but the run game still has been very good for the Bearcats as well. Cass City got to keep that D-line tight.
No score from Ubley, Michigan. We played 7 minutes. Ubley with the ball in Cass City territory. Welton now in motion out to the right. Right looking to pass, throws to his left. It's in the air, and he is hit. The intended receiver was looking back at the ball, and good timing by the secondary. It looks like it's Sawyer Cathrell in coverage. Hits the receiver at the same moment that he's going to catch the ball. Nathan Keller, your receiver, falls incomplete. Now Ubley's facing a fourth down, 7 yards to go from the Cass City 31-yard line.
Well, I tell you what, that impact couldn't have come a split second sooner, because if it did, that's an easy interference call. But they're saying it was a bang-bang play. The ball got there the same time the defender collides with the wide receiver. And in this case, with the Cass City defender running towards the football, his back is not to the ball, so it looks like he's making a play on it. They keep the